Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The following program has been pre-recorded.
Ron Ananian.
I don't know if you're aware or even possibly how you could know when something goes wrong because the car keeps running.
The Car Doctor.
As long as you're looking at OBD2, the language is all the same.
Okay, so like one wouldn't be better for a Toyota as opposed to like a Kia?
No, because by definition of the law, OBD2 is standardized.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
What did you learn this week? I learned a lot. I went to work and I fixed cars and I learned all kinds of things. Let's see. I learned that the parts problem is a lot worse than we actually think it is. It really is. And I understand that, you know, what I'm going to tell you is maybe it's reflective upon the car line. But it's still a popular car. 2019 Kia Rio. And you have to say it in that order because it seems to be something that's, it stands out that way. Every time you look it up, it's a 2019 Kia Rio. It's a Rio S, actually, is what it was. It was a submodel, too. We needed brake rotors. The car had a brake pulse so bad that if you were driving down the highway and you hit the brakes and you weren't careful, your knee would smack you in the jaw every time you stepped on the brakes because it just bounced off the brake pedal and just bam. And, you know, you needed dentures afterwards when your teeth fell out because it was such a bad rattle. How hard could this be? We started working on this car on Monday. Looked it up, ordered two of the nicest brake rotors from the brand that we always use. Perfect. Looked it up in the catalog. Showed up. Danny took them out of the box. The first observation was they had holes in it for 5 lug nuts. Well, 5 lugs. Well, wait a minute now. This is a 4-lug wheel. This is a problem. And we sent those back, and they looked it up again, and this time we called the manufacturer, and they said, nope, these are the right ones. Okay. Ordered that part number showed up, and indeed, it was. It had four lug nuts. It had four holes for four lugs. So I said, well, at least we got the number of lugs right. And we put them on the car, and they actually fit. They indexed into the hubs, and we're looking at them, but there's something wrong. You know, it was just missed it. You know, it was like a Maxwell Smart moment. Missed it by that much. And we laid the rotors against each other, and there's about maybe 3/16 of an inch difference in diameter and about 1/8 of an inch difference in the offset because it wasn't laying right against where the caliper bracket would go. They were wrong. Let me call Kia. All right, I got to stop screwing around. By now it's Tuesday. All right, we lost a day on this. By now it's Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon, and called and spoke to Kia. I spoke to Tom up in Kia here locally, and he was very kind. He went through the gamut. He came back to me and said, you know, Ron, there isn't a set of brake rotors in the country for that car. He said, they are all on national back order with no release date, no planned. I hate it when they say this. No planned release date in sight. What does that mean? What, we're driving a three-year-old car and now it's junk? And this is what I mean. The parts problem is worse. It's worse than we can imagine it some weeks. It just seems to be getting worse and worse. We ended up machining the rotors. And I have to tell you the story, right? I'm looking for a new tire machine. Gee, how's he going to segue this into the brake rotor story? Just listen. So I'm looking for a new tire machine. It's time. My Hunter machines, it's getting older, and it still works. It's great. I love my Hunter machine. It's time. You change things before they break in the auto repair business, because if you wait till it breaks, that's the day you're going to have 40 tires to do, and now you got no machine. So let's just do it once and get it over with. So John, my salesman, came in, and we're standing there, and the back room's getting smaller. It's not that the back room's getting smaller. All the equipment's getting bigger, and you need more room to compensate for it. So something has to go. And we look in the back room. There's a balancer. There's the tire machine. There's the press to do wheel bearings and press work. There's the brake lathe. We're storing the EVAP smoke machine in the back room. We've got cabinets galore. We've got a couple of toolboxes. One's got a grinder on the top of it. There's more than a few, cabinets with or shelving. With one's got the wheel weight assortment on it. Another one's got some parts that we use, different things. And there's no room. John looks at me and he says, I'd get rid of the brake lathe. John, I don't know if I'd do that. I said, every once in a while. He says, well, what do you think is going to go? I said, I'll get rid of the press. I'll put the press. We've got a trailer. We'll put the press in the trailer. Nothing will hurt it out there. I said, you never know when you're going to need the brake lathe. Ergo, enter the Kia. So Danny and I looked at each other and I said, well, I guess we're going to cut rotors, which we don't really like to do, for a variety of reasons. One being that, the rotors are thin enough now, and when you remove mass, you can not weaken it, but it's more likely to come back with a pulse because you've taken some timber off the wood, and it'll get a twist. So we were very careful. I machined about 7/1000ths off of it. Fortunately, I still remember how to use a brake lathe. My AccuTurn brake lathe works really well. It's every once in a while I turn it on and put a nickel on the way and just, watch it run. Just it doesn't knock the nickel over. That's how steady a machine it is. That's how they sold it 20 years ago. It still works. And machine the rotors, and they're beautiful. And that's how we fixed the car. We sent it down the road. We machined the rotors, and it's fixed. And I explained to the customer, new customer, Andrew. I said, Andrew, I don't know when rotors are going to be available. I said, I don't normally do this. I said, but I have no choice. Your rotors are machined. They're well within spec. They're not undersized by any stretch of the imagination. I would have preferred to put new on, but this is what we ended up doing. And I think this is a mindset. And what I learned is not just about the parts problem, but I learned that, I guess you got to open your mind a little bit. And, I keep saying you've got to be open-minded, but I guess I've got to open my mind and look differently at things. Because of the parts shortage, how we're being affected, how things are going to change. And they surely are. They absolutely positively are. And there's just no rhyme or reason. You can't explain it. I had another person call up the shop this week, 2017 Nissan Rogue, that needed a cooling fan. And she was desperate. She hasn't had her vehicle now for more than a few weeks. And she's dealing with, she's got no cooling fan. The car overheats. On occasion, she'll run to the corner store to get some groceries for her kids. She's all alone. I don't know what to tell her. I said, did you call Nissan? She goes, yeah, that's where the car is. Nissan says my cooling fan that I need is in Japan. And there's no release date in sight. I'm thinking, what's going on? You know, that's two vehicles, two critical components that we have as an issue. And, you know, here we are. So I guess the moral to the story is, when you think about what did you learn this week, I know what I learned. I learned that parts are a problem, that the old way of actually fixing things where we make parts, as I consider machining rotors, making a part, we're making a bad part into a good part, right? You know, we're making parts work and getting the car back out the door. And I think we're going to see more of that. So, you know, it's getting tough out there and getting tougher. I encourage you to talk to your mechanic. I encourage you to take better care of your car. I think you're going to need to. I talked to someone this week. They're predicting that the automobile shortage is going to go on for another 9 months. I don't know where they got that number from. They're higher up in the manufacturing sector, and they indicated to me that they see this as a 6 to 8 month problem, which puts us somewhere past March of next year, if I do my math right, February, March. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with the chip shortage, that they can't produce enough chips. And, you know, there's a lot of things that they can't produce. Listen, I've got, on a personal note, my new plow truck, my 22 Chevrolet Silverado. They don't always put the wheel well linings in the rear wheel wells. I had purchased something aftermarket. They fit terrible. They're garbage. I'll get by with them. But I called up my GM guy and I said, Dennis, just order me the ones from GM. I know they're on back order, which is why I didn't use them in the first place. We have another one of, you know, no ship date available. So I may not see these things for a year. I have no clue. I have no clue when they're coming in. And, you know, it's really, you can't predict anything. You really can't. So I don't know what you learned this week. I just learned that the parts problem is bad and it's going to get worse. And I hate to be doom and gloom, but there's ways around it. You know, I still think I could have found the cooling fan for the lady with the Nissan, but she hung up before I could get her VIN because I got a couple of people I could call. So there's stuff out there. You just have to think non-traditional methods. You know, I would have loved to have jumped on O'Reilly Auto Parts, get on O'ReillyAuto.com and see if they've had it, because they've got some of the biggest warehouses in the country to pull from, for the world for that matter. They're so big, and I bet O'Reilly Auto Parts would have that cooling fan, but we'll never know. The lady never left me the VIN, so if she's listening and you call back, call me back. So anyway, hey, you know, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Harish Gobin is going to be with us from Launch Products. We're going to talk about DIY scan tools. You guys are always asking me what scan tools to buy, what features should you look for. We've had Harish on the show before. We thought we'd bring him back and do a little one-on-one and talk a little bit about that. But right now, let's pull over and take a pause. And when the Car Doctor returns, we'll open up the phone lines at 855-560-9900. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road.
If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's more fun than listening to Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor and getting that car fixed right? 855-560-9900. Give Ron a call. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's get down Texas way and talk to John. John, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, thank you so much for taking my call. Ron, I have a 2018 Ram ProMaster. It's my work vehicle.
Okay.
It has 73,000 miles on it.
All right.
And in the last 1,000 miles or so, it's been throwing a code, a P0302, which is a misfire on cylinder 2.
Right.
And I decided to change all the coils and all the plugs. Next day, it ran a little bit better, and it went right back to giving me misfires.
Okay.
So having gone online and gotten a little bit of a scare from the knowing about the Pentastar tick, I'm a little nervous. So they supposedly took care of this problem. I called the dealer. They want $1,200 to take it apart just to diagnose it. And when I look up parts for it, if I were to replace the rockers and the lifters and stuff, it would be probably half of that for me. So I'm not sure which way to proceed here and how to, you know, I was going to do a compression test this weekend. But when it's cold, it runs okay. As it gets hotter, it starts misfiring.
Okay.
Which makes me think, does it, possibly a head gasket or something.
Yeah. Does it make any noise?
You know, I tried to listen to it with my phone because I figured I'd have a better discrimination on the audio. And when I heard it, I definitely heard a click. But it turns out I think it's the EGR valve up on top that's clicking back and forth. So I haven't put a stethoscope or anything to it or a screwdriver to the valve cover, but I don't hear that is that telltale sign, you know.
Right. Cylinder number 2 is the first cylinder in the front row on this engine, and this engine sits sideways. If this engine were facing front, cylinder number 2 would be the first cylinder on the driver's side.
Okay.
So which way does the overhang go? Because I don't remember. Does the overhang go towards the rear of the vehicle, or does it go towards the front? I think it goes towards the rear, right? You can access the front bank, but you can't access the rear bank.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. You have that correct.
So normally, and I just want to just put this bug in your ear for a minute. Normally, I would, when I have a problem like this, all right, I would swap coils around up front. I wouldn't go swapping all the coils because what you ran into. So the next time, just for an educational moment, swap number 2 coil. Take number 2 coil. Pick one of the other two cylinders. It's easy to get to. All right. Move it to the one next to it. Take the plug out of two. Move it to the remaining cylinder. Move things around. Always mark them with a marker because you're going to forget, or the phone's going to ring, or the wife's going to come out, or the dog's going to bark, or somebody's going to go, "Hey, what's this?" You know, gee, where did I put it? You know, who put the yeast in the bread? And you know, that way, you know, what does it follow? Does it follow the plug? Does it follow the coil? Or is it still on the cylinder? So, you know, you could have an injector issue. This could be fuel related. But, you know, that's easy enough to dope out. When the problem's happening, what does fuel trim look like? Do you have a scan tool? Can you look at fuel trim?
I can. It's not a great one. I did some live data.
Right.
I did take a snapshot of it, and I don't remember what it is right now. I don't even know what
that's okay.
Comparing it to, what numbers I'm supposed to have.
Well, so, do you have another car in the house?
I do.
Yeah, go hook up to that one. You have a car that's not broken?
Right.
The problem is, one of the biggest mistakes we make as diagnosticians is we always bring the tool out for the first time on the broken car. You know? Imagine how a doctor feels. Hey, this guy might be having a heart attack. Oh, let's test him with the new tool we just got. I mean, how accurate is that going to be? You know, so we always want to look at good. If we know what good looks like, then we know what bad looks like, right? So in a nutshell, fuel trim, think of those the back in geometry class in high school, zero numbers. Remember zero and then positive numbers and negative numbers, and we said, where would you use negative numbers? Sure. Well, if you became a mechanic, you use negative numbers. Zero is a balanced fuel mixture. So you've got long-term fuel trim, short-term fuel trim. Long-term fuel trim is what you had for dinner the last 5 days in a row. Short-term fuel trim is what you had for dinner tonight. All right? And the computer looks at fuel trim and it decides, hey, you know, John keeps going rich, so we're gonna lean it out, or John keeps going lean, we're gonna add more fuel. Just to get an idea what numbers are. Typically you're gonna see short term fuel trim react very quickly, and you'll see short term fuel trim somewhere in the, you know, positive 10 to 15% range. Long term fuel trim generally shouldn't exceed 10%. Over 10%, it's driving it higher. When it gets to 25, it's gonna set a fault. I don't think you've got a fuel trim issue, but I would want you to look at it, all right? Where I think you're going here is, what's real likely is that you do have a head problem. Do you have the ability to do a cylinder leak down test?
I do, so I have the tool for that.
Yeah, I would do a leak down test.
I'm going to do that this weekend.
Yeah, I would do a cylinder leak test, because I've got a feeling you're going to find the valve seat fell out of the head, or it's rattling around and it moves. Right.
Okay.
You know, that's the common thing. Heads are more common than gaskets. Heads are more common than anything else on these. As a matter of fact, be careful. You might want to take that VIN and call the Chrysler dealer and say, hey, is there any extended warranty on this? Because some of these 3.6s, Chrysler extended the warranty, I think, 10 years, 150,000 miles. So, you know, it's they may try to get you in the door for a diagnosis that you may or may not need. So let's start there. Do a cylinder leak test. Call me back next week with the results, and then we can talk further and, you know, decide just what exactly is going on. You may want to put those original coils back in, because you've changed that parameter. And now if you have original stuff back in, you know what good and what bad is. You might have put a bad new coil in. I don't think so, but you get my point. So do those things, John. Call me back. I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate talking to you. We'll fix this. Don't panic. We'll figure this out. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, coming up next, Haresh Gobin. You want to know about scan tools? A little scan tool 101. Stick around. The Car Doctor's back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Welcome back. You know, scan tools, we've talked about it for so many years and everybody's heard the term, and it's been a while since we've actually visited the subject, and we thought now would be a good time. It's kind of timely, right? We just had John on from Texas talking about diagnosing with a scan tool his Ram truck problem. And here's Haresh Gobin, who is a PDM, product development manager, for the folks over at Launch, launchtechusa.com, here to talk to us a little about scan tool basics, some 101 and some in-depth stuff. Haresh, good to talk to you again. Welcome back.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me back.
You're very welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How was your day today? Did you develop anything good?
We worked on some testing on some, we're releasing some new entry-level scan tools for the DIY segment, and I was working on testing that at one of my Napa shops out here in San Diego, California. So everything went well.
Good. So we can expect to see that in the marketplace soon, huh?
Yes, we are releasing some new DIY entry-level scan tools for that. The demographic is going to be for the average Joe, the average car owner, you know, to keep in their glove box or keep in their backpack whenever they need to take a look into their car's health statuses. You know, they can definitely do that with these tools.
So, you know, here we are. It's 2022, right? And if you're out there and you're trying to fix your car, you know, you're trying to repair your own vehicle for a variety of reasons. Tough economy, can't find a good mechanic, you just like to tinker. Do you really need a scan tool? Is it a mandatory thing in this day and age?
My personal opinion, I would answer that as yes. I believe the technology and the options on the market in terms of scan tools are the price points that they're available at is very attainable. And there's no excuse that everyone that drives a car shouldn't have a basic code reader, you know, that they can connect to their OBD port and kind of like just view if there's any live codes in there, if there's any codes that are stored. And from there, you know, they can decide if they want to, you know, take a stroll down to their parts retailer and get into the DIY type repair, or if they want to venture to their service shop and get into a pay for diagnostics in the shop.
If you were going to describe what a scan tool is, let's take this conversation even more basic. All right, if you were talking to your mom or a relative that wasn't car oriented, what's a scan tool?
So the way you have to look at this is your car, your vehicle, is basically a computer. It's a computer that's wired with different control modules that each control module serves a different purpose. And to be able to communicate with that computer, to be able to get a status of the health of that computer, you need a scan tool, an OBD scan tool. OBD stands for onboard diagnostics, which you plug into the port of your car, and basically you can start receiving like information from that computer.
So it's sort of like when you go to the doctor or the hospital, heart rate, blood pressure, stick out your tongue, say ah. It's another way to interface and communicate with the vehicle, and the car will tell you where it hurts. It'll tell you where it's sick, in a way.
Exactly. And then that way you have a pathway of what you need to focus on. And, you know, if you get a code for P0303, which is a misfire, you know, that's usually going to be a spark plug or a coil pack. You know, and for the ambitious car owners out there, they can head over to their parts retailer and pick up those plugs or pick up that coil pack and, you know, and pop it in.
Right.
So it gives the car owner a pathway to addressing the issues that they might be experiencing with their car.
So they kind of
got a check engine light.
Right. They kind of know which way they're going. Now, in all fairness, the caller we had on just before you, John from Texas, got a P0302. He did do plugs and coils. He didn't do enough testing, because he still has his problem. So let's caution everybody. We still want you to test and not guess. Now, what I had said to him was move coils and plugs around to determine, is it ignition, is it mechanical? And, you know, we'll get him on the right path. We'll get him straightened out. But, yes, I understand your point. Some scan tools connect to a phone, right? We have listeners that will tell me, well, I'm using a brand scan tool. Names don't come to mind, but something that will connect to their phone. And, you know, my argument against that is it's slow, right? If I'm trying to look at live data on an Android phone, I don't know how fast it is necessarily. I'm not condemning all of them, but I've always been a handheld guy. Are there advantages to handheld versus the phone, disadvantages? You know, where do you make that decision point?
Yeah, so basically the phone elements that you're talking about are basically going to be like devices that are dongles that sync up to the via Bluetooth connection to your phone. And you will be able to retrieve some information, but there's definitely going to be a lag there. It's not going to be comparable to a professional line scan tool that your mechanic at the at your service center would have.
Right.
So that would be the difference. It would be level of data transmission and also the like quality of data and what's being delivered.
So it comes down to price point. So let's go specific now. Your launch, right? Launch Tech, is it launchtechusa.com, Haresh, for the listeners?
Yes.
Right.
Launchtechusa.com.
Okay. So you're a scan tool manufacturer, full disclosure. How do you decide, you know, you're putting, you just came out with a new DIY scan tool. How did you decide what to put in it? You know, where's the price point? You know, is it market study? Do you say, well, we're going to make a scan tool for $500, $1,000, $2,000? You know, how does that variable get determined? And, you know, how does the listener know, you know, do they go for the $500 tool, the $1,000 tool, the $1,500 tool? Where's their line in the sand?
Yeah, it depends on the demographic, right? So we categorize our segments into the demographics. One thing about us as a launch as a company is we serve many different demographics, from the do-it-yourself to the professional technicians and service facilities. So we at launch realized that sometimes the DIY segment is neglected, and in the free information age, we understand that the average consumers, you know, has had a phone in their life ever since, you know, they were a teenager. So we realize that they demand that in the aspect of their life, and that's when we decide to release a DIY product with just enough information that's going to be and functionality that's going to be relevant for them.
Right.
And for the next segment, the professional segment, obviously, you know, we work very closely with the shops and the service facilities and the master techs, and we take their feedback in developing the high-end professional line products.
But, you know, and this is going to be my question. We're going to stop for a pause, and then when we come back, you'll answer it. My question before the pause is, but is the handheld device where it's just your phone, is that device likely to be more limited than a true handheld scan tool, whether it's DIY or professional? Don't answer it yet. You think about that. Let me pull over, take the pause. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'm here with Haresh Gobin from Launch Tech, or LaunchTechUSA.com, Launch Scan Tool Products. We'll both be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Welcome back. Ron and the Car Doctor here. We're with Haresh Gobin from Launch Scan Tools, LaunchTechUSA.com. And before the pause, I had asked Haresh, I kind of put him on the spot a little bit and made him sweat. I like to make him sweat. It's kind of fun. Right, Haresh? And we were talking about, you know, what's better, the handheld phone device or the phone device or the handheld scan tool? And, you know, what are you going to get more out of? What's the solution? What do you think?
So this is a catch-22 question, a very good question at that, Ron, but I'm going to approach to answer it from this angle. So for a DIY-type device, OBD scan tool, it's all about expectations in terms of the functionality that one expects. So on a DIY-type scan tool, there will be some limited functionality as compared to a professional line scan tool. In addition to that, the DIY might have a lag in data delivery, and there might be like gaps in coverages and vehicle coverage.
Right.
With that said, a professional line scan tool, you can pretty much be assured that you'll be able to accommodate an expansive type of vehicle coverage from Euro, domestic, and Asian. In addition to, you'll be able to accommodate firewalls that you might not be able to accommodate on a DIY type scan tool.
And
that's a whole other conversation.
That is a whole other conversation. Let's not even go there. You know, I also look at it as if I was going to give a child, a son or a daughter going to college, a scan tool to throw in their glove compartment. Maybe it would just be an app on their phone, just so when they call me and they go, hey, Dad, the check engine light's on, and I can tell them, hey, plug in, tell me what the code is. I'll talk to our mechanic, and he'll tell me what to do, if it's serious or can it wait, can you come home with the car, that kind of thing. But if I'm a DIYer in my garage on a Saturday afternoon and I'm trying to dope something out, I want as much firepower as I can get. So, you know, I'm going to go look, for example, at the Millennium Master, the new scan tool that Launch just came out with for the DIYers, right? What's talk a little bit about all the horsepower in that tool in our last couple of minutes here Haresh, what are they going to see when they look at that tool versus a professional tool? What might they not see, and how do they make that decision where to make that purchase decision?
So we've chose to release the Millennium Master. It's a very formidable tool because it's not exactly just a code reader. It's based on an Android 7 platform, and it mimics our award-winning professional line software. So there's definitely going to be sound vehicle coverage on that tool, in addition to being able to access a multitude of service resets, from brake resets to oil change to SRS resets, and to a very sound vehicle coverage. So very good point that you highlight this product. It's a step above from the average DIY tool, because we realize that the DIY consumers, you know, they deserve more. You know, these are enthusiasts and these are people with vehicle knowledge that they might not work on vehicles for a living, but, you know, they've grown up around cars and they're gearheads. And this is one of the main competencies and core product focuses of the Millennium Master.
Right.
It does more than an average DIY tool, but it's not quite a professional line tool. So it strikes that medium balance there.
And where's the price point on a Millennium, Haresh? What's street price on a Millennium Master right now if someone wanted to go out and buy one?
It's going to depend on the region, and I would just suggest listeners follow up with www.launchtechusa.com. We have different price points in terms of our distributor models, so
gotcha.
I don't want to be quoted.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, is it a $1,000 tool? Is it a $1,500 tool?
It's definitely less than a $1,000 tool.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And if we were going to go to a professional tool, by comparison, professional tools begin in the $1,500 to $2,000 range, right?
Yeah, our professional line tool in the X431 line, beginning at $1,000 and up.
Right. Okay. And you know, one of the things I always tell everybody is, you know, you don't want to buy too little, and you don't want to buy too much, because chances are, whatever you buy, at some point in a couple of years, 4 or 5 years, 4 or 5 years is a long time on a scan tool, right? You're going to want to upgrade it.
Right.
There's going to be changes. Chances are you're going to upgrade most scan tools, the hardware, in the next 3 to 5 years, just because the speeds required to talk to the newer vehicles. But if you're working on an older family fleet, I'll get it right in a minute. You know, maybe that older scan tool is okay. So, hey, listen, real quick, where can the listeners go get more information? The clock's going to grab us. Tell them where they want to go.
Visit www.launchtechusa.com for more product information and to find an available distributor with the best price points in your area.
And real quick, I just want to touch on this. My spies tell me, I always save the best for last, you know that. The BST360, the battery and charging system gadget, as you guys call it, connects to and tests batteries and charging system. When you come back, we're going to talk about that, but can they find information about that at the website?
Correct, under the product section.
Got it. Okay. Haresh, always a pleasure, man. You be well. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
Welcome back. I want to take a minute and thank Haresh Gobind of LaunchTechUSA.com for taking the time and talking scan tools with us. And there's a lot we could say about the subject, but it is very timely. You know, you're As cars continue to evolve and technology advances, all of you all have a need, as he said, for that scan tool in the glove box. True story. Art imitates life, right? I got a phone call this week from none other than Tom Murray, my executive producer. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. And
yes.
The daughter unit, Sarah, right? Tom's daughter, where is she? Massachusetts, Tom?
No, she's in Connecticut.
She's in Connecticut now. And her fairly new 2019 Ford Escape. Jump in when I'm wrong, Tom. And it popped the check engine light. No, it popped the throttle, the wrench light.
Popped the wrench light, and it's a 2019 EcoSport.
And, okay, right. And, you know, Tom, Ron, what do you think it is? And we kind of, you know, brainstormed a couple of possibilities. But how nice it would have been, Tom, right, had we had the ability to plug in a tool, and Sarah could do that. I mean, she's a doctor.
I'm thinking about buying her a scan tool for Christmas.
I think it's going to become, every car should have that ability, I think, for peace of mind. As a dad, how worried were you when she called up and said, Dad, this light's on the dashboard?
I was worried, but I mean, I knew, kind of had an idea what it was because it was the perfect storm. She had just come off the highway, which was on an uphill ramp. The car was telling her she had 50 miles left, so she was sucking fumes on the gas tank, and she had forgotten to turn the auto start stop off.
Right.
So the engine stopped. She took her foot off the brake. She hit the gas, and it threw the light.
And it's, you know what? And you make a good point, because it's possible she created the problem too. You know, one of the things we've all got to realize is that, and we tend to do this, I think it's the human being in us that we think, well, it's a computer, it's perfect, it never goes bad, it never breaks, until it does. And then you're on the side of the road somewhere and you're going, oh my gosh, what happened here? Why are things so bad and doing what they're doing?
Those of us who work on computers know better.
Yeah, well, those of us who work on computers with tires on them know better too, because it just doesn't work and you're going to be fixing them all the time, because I know this guy on the radio and his favorite saying is still true to this day. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor, reminding all of you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.